Hello, Tom Kindred here, host of Small Biz Florida, the podcast that's all things business in the state of Florida. One of the primary reasons we created Small Biz Florida here at the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College was to provide a channel to communicate important information regarding the business community, especially during times of disaster. As Florida small business owners address and deal with the effects of the COVID-19 issue, Small Biz Florida is dedicated to continuing to bring content related to assisting owners and operators through this difficult time. Stay tuned to Small Biz Florida as we will update the podcast with current information regarding the COVID-19 issue.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And this is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that is all things business around the Treasure Coast and around the state of Florida. And we are continuing our series of COVID-19 special episodes of Small Biz Florida, trying to keep business owners and operators updated with the latest information about business support and resource programs available as we move our way through the COVID-19 issue. And this segment and episode is no different. And I just am happy to have with us our very good friend, our very good and important strategic partner in prosperity with the Florida SBDC. We've got with us today Mr. Brian Bauer, the CEO of Career Source Research Coast. Brian, welcome. And I know you are covered up, so we do appreciate you taking some time out today to be with us here on Small Biz Florida and update us on all you've got going on at Career Source.
Well, appreciate it, Tom. Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. This is getting to be a real fun thing, that one of the fun things that we get to do together, and I really starting to get a little polished with it, so well, having a really good time with you, but appreciate the time.
Well, Brian, feel free. You could always come on as co-host of this thing.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah.
Well, we'll work on that. Yeah. Listen, Brian, I want to start with, of course, you know, how's your family? How's the team at Career Source Research Coast? Very important to us here at the SBDC. Is everyone safe and healthy at home and at the office?
Yeah, everybody's doing very well. We actually, as many of our other businesses did, we went right to close down our offices and our career centers to the public. I think it was week of St. Patrick's Day, and all of my staff are working from home or teleworking, and we've been very successful with implementation, kind of on the fly, as most everybody has been with regards to the ability to work from home. So, but as far as our services that we provide at Career Source Research Coast, it is just virtual, same services, just not face-to-face. So we're here to help in whatever way we can. And appreciate that. Everybody's doing well health-wise. So that's the most important thing, first and foremost.
Well, good. Your team is so important to us here at the Florida SBDC. Again, not just our center around the Treasure Coast, but the entire Career Source team across the state of Florida is a very important partner with the Florida SBDC network. And I just can't thank you enough, Brian, for the support of Marcelo and Susan and Jay and the entire team here. Always been a big part of what we're doing here in terms of economic development and small business support. So thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, we have such wonderful partners here, and I think our area especially, I mean, yes, we're part of the Career Source Florida statewide network, but our area, for whatever reason, and I think it's a lot to do with the leadership and all the partners that we have, from our economic development partners like Pete Tesh at St. Lucie EDC, Dr. Massey with Indian River State College, our university system, Kaiser University, our educational partners, K-12. And it's just amazing the things that we start to see that are being done through collaboration and effort.
Absolutely. So as we always do, I'd like to just start very quickly with just a little bit of your background and your pathway to the position of CEO with Career Source Research Coast.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to talk about it. I'm kind of a product of, you know, success up the ladder, I guess. I started with career source back in 2002 as an IT tech, believe it or not. I was in the IT field, came from banking, loved IT, and that was what I wanted to do, and worked my way up from there, you know, worked up into the department head, and then up through vice president, all the way to where I am today. I think it's a little over 3 years now. It's hard to believe. Time flies that I've been in the role that I'm at. I've been very fortunate. I've had great support with past leaders of our organization, from Gwenda Thompson to Richard Stetson, to where I'm at today. I have great partnership with my board of directors. You know, they provide the direction for us when policy, and it's been a wonderful ride, that's for sure.
Nice. Talk about Career Source in general, mission, purpose of Career Source.
In simplest terms, we provide opportunities to improve lives. That's our mission. That's our vision. You know, how we do it, we're the catalyst empowering our network and our individuals to do so. Pretty easy, pretty straightforward. And now the question is, well, you say that, how do you do that? How do we do that? Well, it depends. If you're our customer, which are our employers in our communities, they're our customers. And our product is the people that we're putting in the pipeline. Those are the job seekers that we have in our community. They're our product. And so we want to make sure that we have a polished, qualified talent pipeline that's available to our customers who are our employers. And, you know, we offer many services for both sides. I'm sure we'll get into that in a little bit about some of the services that we have to offer. But it's a great collaboration and partnership. Been around since late 90s.
Right. You know, Career Source, and I mentioned this as we began the segment here, but Career Source is such an important and critical component of the region and the state's economic development and workforce program. When we're not in the middle of a global pandemic, talk about some of the great work and powerful programs that Career Source provides during, I guess, the old normal business days.
Sure. Sure. Well, from a state perspective or the state level, for any employer or business in the state of Florida, Career Source Florida Network, we have what is called incumbent worker training grant opportunities, sort of a tool in the toolbox to help individual employers with their training of their staff, upskill training, information such as that. That's a statewide grant. Those are statewide opportunities for employers. Here at the local level, we have what is called on-the-job training contracts, where we can help, say, an employer is interested in an employee, not quite there at the skill level, but willing to take them on and train them for a certain period of time. Well, we can help offer training subsidies for that employer to take that chance on that employee for a certain period of time, and they can receive up to 50% reimbursement of the wage as far as the training subsidy. So that's a tool that we have here. Another big focus that both state and local the past, I would say almost 2.5-3 years now, as you very well know, is apprenticeship. From the nation down to the state through the local level here, we really have targeted and pushed apprenticeship programs. That, to me and to a lot of others, I think that's the best way to earn while you learn. You're learning a skill, you're learning a trade, you're getting a credential, all the while you're getting paid to do so. Not saying that college isn't the right path eventually, but not for everybody right away. Right. So, you know, just offering an opportunity or informing and educating our individuals in our area that there are paths that are not directly to a four-year university. Right. You can get that credential, you can stack that credential, and who knows, maybe down the road your employer might say, I need you to go and get that engineering degree. So head on over to go get that degree and I'll pay for it.
Nice. Now, obviously, Career Source is not new to disasters. You obviously the organization exists in the state of Florida, so you know we're all accustomed to potential hurricanes, and you and I have worked together after hurricanes. We've had this very show after some hurricanes back a number of years ago, Irma, and talk a little bit about the disaster work that your Career Source is there to do to support businesses after a disaster.
Many things that we're here to help with. One of them is as you know, a disaster hits, folks are dislocated. The companies are shut down, businesses are closed. Whether it's damage or, you know, you want to relate it to what we're talking about today, they're just shut down because everybody's staying at home. So that's really a disaster. So they're dislocated. That's where we come into play. When you're dislocated, we have federal funding that we can use to to help individuals retrain, upskill, whatever they may need, as long as they're qualified, suitable, and eligible in our program. We can offer that tool for them. The same on the other side with the employers. We have the training assistance contracts. Another area that we have the ability to assist our local governments and our municipalities and our nonprofits is when there is a national emergency or anything such as that, we are awarded federal dollars to help with training assistance for our local governments and municipalities and nonprofits. So we can help fund and pay for wage of individuals to help with cleanup efforts, or in this case with COVID, you know, nonprofit efforts, whether that be humanitarian, feeding folks, such and so forth, many projects like that. Not available to private business, but it is available to our local governments and our nonprofits.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit specifically about COVID 19 and the shutdown, which is not unique to the Treasure Coast, but really happening across the entire state. Talk about the engagement that your office is now kind of deployed in terms of continuing the great work of CareerSource while we're shut down.
Well, thanks, Ken. Tom, it's been it's been a tough road because, you're not prepared for being totally virtual or having to shut your doors. We're here to help folks, and our folks need help. And it's frustrating for my staff. It's frustrating for me. It's frustrating for everybody that you can't provide that services when you know they need them. But we have developed a COVID-19 landing page on our website. It is full of information, both for employers, businesses, job seekers. It talks about the Families First Act. It talks about the CARES Act. It talks about the PPP. All that information, it's kind of just like an information resource center that folks could go to if they want to find out some information about any of those programs. We try to keep it as updated as possible. We talk about the stimulus packages coming down from the federal level, as well as we have what I think is a wonderful opportunity while we have folks at home, not able to do a lot, and in our virtual environment, we have virtual workshops. And some of these workshops are how to polish your resume, interviewing techniques, job search strategies. Let's be proactive while we're at home, as we know we're going to get back to work eventually, hopefully sooner than later, that you have that already done and in place so that you can just go to that interview.
Wow.
And you can ace that interview, or you have that polished resume so that you can hand that resume or email that resume, whatever it may be, to those employers that are looking for work. And believe it or not, there are businesses and employers that are looking for employees right now. So, yeah. I have a small list of them. I can name a few off, or you're more than welcome to head out to our website and check them out as well.
So all that is going on while we're shut down. I mean, that's incredible. So a person can be productive at least, and I think you make a great point. They can be getting ready for when this thing opens back up.
Yes, that's our hope, and that's our goal, is to take advantage of the virtual side of things here. Who knows, this could be the wave of the future when it comes to providing workforce services, along with many other services that we provide. Could offer extended hours, who knows. One thing I also did want to mention is we do have an online chat feature on our website. So it's not 24/7, but you can access it, and if it's outside the scope of our business hours, you can always leave a message and somebody will get back to you. But it's a way to have somebody respond to you more instantaneously, because I know that's one of the things that we all are hearing, is I'm trying to call somebody and I can't get a hold of anybody. Right. Well, the other side is swamped as well. We know that. Right. It's not any fault of anybody, but we just thought that would be a good tool to have so that at least you can get somebody to call you back. Might not be able to provide every answer or everything right. You need, but it's always good to just to hear a voice and say, hey, we're here to help whatever we can, and we're pointing you in the right direction.
That's an incredible tool. I am so glad that we're going to be able to get that out and let people know. We're not done yet, but why don't we, while we're thinking about it, what is that website? How does someone access all that information that you just talked about, the resume building, mm-hmm. the getting ready for the reopening?
Yep. CareerSourceRC.com.
Okay, beautiful.
And then the COVID page, it's a landing page. You can hit it right from the homepage, or you can always go CareerSourceRC.com COVID-19.
And your center is somewhat replicating and looks like about every other center across the state, pretty common services across the state?
I believe so. I think everybody in the network has adopted some form of virtual services, depending upon the local area, whether it's a rural or a metro or an urban area. Right. That, you know, they might have capabilities to do some other things that a certain area wouldn't. Some centers are open to help folks, being very precautious about how they do that. But there is some similarities to what we're doing as far as a network. And I will say the CareerSource Florida Network has done a great job in surveying the local boards and seeing what they're all doing. And I have to give them a plug as well. They have a new website on their homepage, Help Is Here. It's called Help Is Here, and it's from the statewide perspective. So if you're anywhere in the state of Florida and you need to learn more about what we've talked about today or anything else that the CareerSource Florida has available to them, please go to their page. Help Is Here.
And that is the CareerSource Florida main page?
Yep.
What is that website?
CareerSourceFlorida.com.
Okay, beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, too, you kind of mentioned, you know, hearing from folks and hearing what's needed. What are some of the questions you're getting, especially from the business community? What are businesses asking?
Well, a wide range of things. A lot of it, as you well know, loans,
right.
the bridge loan. We were partnering with the business damage assessment,
right.
The PPP.
The EIDL.
The EIDL
right.
is the other one. Hopefully we get that signed today. I think the U.S. House is supposed to sign the fourth arm of the stimulus package, and we get some more funding.
Yep.
We partnered with I have to give a shout-out to St. Lucie EDC. They were kind of spearheaded a business outreach program to where we partnered with them, St. Lucie Chamber, and our local tourism partners, and it was called Business Outreach 500 Employers in 5 Days, where we called employers in our area just to ask, how you doing, anything we can do. We might not be able to give it to you, but we're here to help in whatever way we can. Right. Any questions you might have with the products or the things that are coming down from the federal or the state level. Now, I must say, didn't quite reach 500, but we got 370-something, so I think
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so, and that was a wonderful partnership and collaboration, and we started to build a little bit of a database there so that we now are tracking our employers to see where they're at. It's unfortunate, as we get longer and longer into this, more and more folks are being furloughed or they're being laid off due to no fault of their own. But I also will say there are industry sectors that are still doing well and thriving, as a matter of fact. Our last unemployment report that came out for March actually showed the professional services sector was the fastest growing in the whole state of Florida for our area. And that pretty much was due to call center volume, banking call centers, Comcast call centers, those types of things.
Right.
That category falls under that professional services. You know, unfortunately, we've also had the other side. We've seen our hospitality sector kind of take a big hit. Our manufacturing is starting to suffer a little bit because if they don't get the contracts, they're not building. But, you know, skilled trades is doing well. They're holding strong. People are still buying homes. Homes are still being built. So you have that. Where depending upon the sector you're in and the social distancing aspect and how they can work around that and the need, of course, there are employers hiring.
All right. And I guess I was going to ask you, because you had talked about jobs actually being available. I think you mentioned some of them, but speak to that. Actually, there are jobs available right now.
Oh, yes. I mean, there are, A&G Concrete Pools, healthcare, of course, Amazon, BJ's, City of Port St. Lucie, Comcast, Convey, CVS Health, PepsiCo, Lowe's, Home Depot, GS4, HCA Healthcare.
Right.
So we have quite a few employers in our area that are looking to hire. And if you're interested in seeing who is hiring, if you just want to, get something going again while you're working from home, if they offer that to you, because that seems to be the way they're doing it, please visit our website. visit the EDC's business portal. They have some of the same employers on there with regards to positions that are available. Go to our website, check out those companies, and we have direct links to their websites for the application process.
And again, you know, certainly the areas differ, like you mentioned, rural and, and urban and metro areas, and but you know, that's probably somewhat indicative of the entire state. I mean, there, you know, those types of jobs may be available across the entire state. Are you kind of hearing that from the home office, that there are opportunities out there?
For those that are, like, I'll use an example, go back and talk about the customer service. You can do customer service now, as we all know, virtually. So you can be doing that from home. So, yeah, Comcast is all over, you know, or any other, like a banking industry, they're all over. They need help. So you can do some of that stuff from home. So it could be done anywhere. You don't have to be down in Palm Beach or Miami to be working for Comcast. You can be, you know, in one of our rural areas such as Okeechobee or up in the Panhandle.
Okay, nice. I mean, what do you see? Are there going to be some specific challenges to kind of reopen a business? You know, do you think a business who had to furlough or lay off some employees, do you think those employees will be available to come back? What's the feel out there that you see, and what do you think the challenges are going to be for a big business to reopen?
Well, big or small, I think the first thing will be how we're adjusting to social distancing with COVID. Even though we're starting to reopen, it's going to be a long process to do so, and life as we know it, business and personal, is going to change as a result of social distancing and how we interact in the business. So I think first and foremost, that'll be a hot topic on how the business adjusts to social distancing. You know, number two is going to be, I don't think it, if I refer it to like a past recession, like the Great Recession we had, where industries just totally went flat and people left. Right. You're not seeing people leave here because they can't, number one, for the most part. They're staying at home. So you still have that talent pool here.
Right.
And I think once the economy starts to reopen, I don't think they're going to be leaving. I think they're going to be wanting to go back to where they were, if at all possible. Right. Now that also, you know, the business is going to take them a while to re-ante up, get those contracts, or, you know, if you're a manufacturer, get those contracts back. So they might not have the same number of workforce or need of workforce that they did once this started. So you're going to have a pocket or pockets of individuals that might have to reskill or upskill or change their path to another sector or another business with or a subsector within that.
Right.
You have to, you know, we're still very blessed here on the Treasure Coast that we have director in the port. We're going to be really pumping with Marine.
Right.
We still have aviation. Piper's hiring up in Indian River County. They're starting a new apprenticeship, as you know. They just, had a webinar, I think it was yesterday or Tuesday, kind of like an informational webinar about come be an apprentice, come work for us. So aerospace is going to be still going. Marine will still be going. So you're still going to see pockets of it, and it might just be a shift of that person from where they were to another area.
And again, to your point about maybe some people may have to retrain and reskill, but that's why you're here. I mean, that's what you guys do at Career Source.
Yep. Especially if you're dislocated, that's really easy for us to determine eligibility and suitability. So that's a big help for us. Now, I would love to help everybody, but you know, I'm my funding is limited. It's federal funding. Now, that doesn't mean we can't all gather together and say, let's go to the state and get some more. We can always try. What's the worst they say? No.
Right.
But we are here to help in the best way we can with the allocations that we receive. So.
Okay. And do you anticipate kind of when you get the word that Career Source is again physically reopened? Do you feel like you might have a little bit of a rush, or is it important for people to understand? Let's start kind of working on some things now so we don't have the mad rush to the front door Career Source?
Yeah, I appreciate that again because it goes back to what I think we were talking about earlier in the virtual side of things. I mean, as you get ready to go back into the workforce, what are the three things you're going to be looking at? Updating your resume. You're going to look at, I need to brush up or polish up my interviewing techniques. I need to relearn or rethink how to do job search strategy. Those things are available online right now. So while you have the time, while you're sitting at home, don't hesitate to go out, check, sign up for that workshop.
Okay.
At least get it started so you can start thinking about it, start practicing it with your family. There's nothing wrong with doing a mock interview with your family. It's pretty cool that way, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and you get ready. So then when we start opening up in a business is start interviewing. I think what we'll see a lot of is we'll be trying to do virtual job fairs, those types of things.
Great
so we'll
idea,
be helping
yeah.
out the employers. We just need to be cautious. Like I said, be careful of the social distancing aspect. While doors are open, doesn't mean everybody needs to flock there. We have to still be very careful and cautious with regards to social distancing.
Well, you know, what's been nice about our discussion today, Brian, is you bring a little bit of hope and good news. You really have. You're telling us there are jobs available, that this thing, while it won't be immediate, full employment overnight, but there's the opportunity that this mm-hmm. thing will ramp up slowly. There are the jobs available. There are the employers that need folks, especially when the doors mm-hmm. get reopened. And there's a service and an organization that can help people connect all those dots, and that's CareerSource.
Yep. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I've been using the phrase sometimes when there's crisis brings opportunity.
Right.
And, it could be, if you look at it, glass half full instead of glass half empty, which I know everybody, it's a struggle right now. If you don't have money, it's tough.
Right.
But glass half full, maybe this is my opportunity to pursue that career path that I otherwise maybe wouldn't have thought of.
Right.
I have a chance now. I've got some time. I can actually say, I really thought about going into healthcare, or I never really thought about apprenticeship in manufacturing, or I never thought distribution logistics would be something for me,
yeah.
or skilled trades, be a CAD designer at A1 Roof Truss,
Right.
And these jobs are there, and those opportunities are there, and they will continue to grow. So, manufacturing in the marine sector, again, look at it as an opportunity because directors not going anywhere. They're going to be doing all that pretty darn quick, and they're going to need those people. So think about it when you're out there. Those folks out there, that's what I say. Think about it.
Well, thank you, Brian, for number one, your time. Thank you for all that you do during normal times, and certainly thank you for what you're doing during a period of crises like we're in now with the COVID-19. And thank you for bringing some good news to us today. I'm glad we did this. It's a good news segment for us. So I do appreciate that. As we close, let's just make sure, let's give the websites again, where do folks need to go while they can work on these aspects now.
Sure. Well, it's always a pleasure sitting here and chatting with you, Tom. It's a lot of fun, and it's careersourcerc.com is our website. Our landing page for the COVID portal is careersourcerc.com/COVID-19. Our state careersourceflorida.com for the Help Is Here portal. For those individuals or businesses that want to learn more about some of the things we talked about today. I mean, we can go on and on and on, but we're limited in time. So please feel free to reach out to those. Or if you do have any questions, again, on our website, we have the online chat. Feel free to connect via the chat, and we'll have somebody chat with you some more about the service we provide, or whether it's my strategic business services team. You mentioned Marcelo and his team. Or, it's somebody talking about training, I want to go back to school, or it's a business looking to learn more about the on-the-job training or apprenticeship.
Okay. So if you're tuning in and you're from around the Treasure Coast, it's CareerSource Research Coast. Brian Bauer is the CEO and an inspirational leader of our regional CareerSource. And if you're listening to us from some other part of the state, it is CareerSource Florida. And I'm telling you, it took me a little while to understand this CareerSource organization, but once I figured it out, I knew immediately this is a powerful tool that that folks across the state need to be engaged with and using. If you're out there looking for careers and looking for to enhance your skill set, and it's a tool that you need to be using. So Brian, again, thank you for all the work you do here regionally. Thank you for what you do across the state with CareerSource Florida.
It's absolutely my pleasure, and Tom, thank you again for having me. It takes a village.
Yeah,
we really have a good village here. We really have wonderful partners, and it's an absolute pleasure to have the opportunity to participate and collaborate. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. And with that, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Small Biz Florida. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this special edition of Small Biz Florida. Stay tuned to the podcast, as the Florida SBDC Network will be updating these special edition episodes regularly over the coming days.
This has been Small Biz Florida. created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.